Well, you have writing in your DNA because your cousin is Billy Letts.
Yes.
She was born in Tulsa.
Yes.
How does she become your cousin?
Her mother and my mother are sisters. Billy is my mother's sister's baby. Mm-hmm. Virginia only had one child. My mother had three. Billy was about a year younger than me. But we were very close and really more like sisters than cousins. She would come to the Union ball games, and she just loved the people at Union. Finally, I convinced her to change from the Tulsa schools to go to Union, and she did her last 2 years of school. She loved it because she was more like a small-town kid. She really loved the kids out there and became fast friends with them.
Did you know anything about her writing abilities at that time?
No, never occurred to me. She wrote Where the Heart Is. Her books are up here. She wrote five books.
Honk and Holler, yes. Shoot the Moon, Made in the USA.
Yes. She married Dennis Letts. I can't remember how old she was, but they got married and they had Tracy Letts, and Tracy Letts followed in her footsteps.
He received the Pulitzer Prize for drama for August Osage County.
Yeah, August Osage County.
The only Oklahoman to win a Pulitzer Prize for drama.
Yeah.
Tony Award for his portrayal of George in Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. Yeah, the guy was very talented.
Yes.
A writer and all. Were you around him? Did you get to know him at all?
No, they lived in Durant, Oklahoma, because she and her husband, Dennis, taught at the school down there. They both taught English. And they finally moved up here 10, 12 years ago, something like that. The boys at that point, Sean went to Singapore.
Sean is?
Tracy and Sean are brothers, Billy's two kids. So Sean, he's a musician, really good musician. He went over to Singapore, met a girl there, married her, and that's where he's lived for 20 years or so.
Well, they got a lot of talent because Dennis became a Broadway actor.
Yes.
They had all this talent come dribbling down to them.
I know.
They couldn't help themselves, could they?
I know.
Billy died in Tulsa. She was 76 years old in August of 2014.
Yes.
Tracy, of course, was born here in Tulsa. We mentioned all that because you inherited some of that writing ability yourself.
Well, I'm not sure. Not as good as she is.